In his speech today in Colorado, President Bush pointed to signs of progress in Iraq. He cited this week's appointment of an interim government in Baghdad as an example. Well, news analyst Daniel Schur says the president's success in this fall's election, even among his own constituency, could depend on the success of that new government in Iraq.
It was a suddenly kinder and gentler superpower that let the Iraqi Governing Council reject UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi's proposals for interim leadership and select Iyad Alawi as prime minister and Sheikh Ghazi al-Yawar as president. To underline the sense of slipping American power, the installation of the officials was held entirely in Arabic, a gesture that coalition administrator Paul Bremer, on hand for the ceremony, could not miss. Nor the fact that Iraqi leaders negotiated their own ceasefire in Najaf, with Muqtada al-Sadr suspending the warrant for his suspected involvement in the murder of a rival cleric. Some conservative supporters of the Bush administration have indicated their discomfort with the soft line taken recently by the conquerors of Iraq. George Will writes in the Washington Post that the failure of the Marines to overcome resistance in Fallujah has turned that city into a symbol of and recipe for successful resistance to U.S. forces. Will mentions a possibility that elections in Iraq might produce an Islamic fundamentalist theocracy. In the conservative Weekly Standard, editor William Crystal urges President Bush to move aggressively against killers of Americans and those who aid those killers, to give victory a chance, in his words. The administration's current restrained line does not please conservatives who feel American influence is based on its willingness to employ its armed might to demonstrate its preeminent position in the world. Crystal says the American people want to see a fully engaged commander-in-chief regardless of the squeaking of his opponents. But President Bush has a lot riding on the success of the Iraq experiment, conceivably his own election. For Iraq to descend into civil disorder between now and November is to hand a powerful blunt instrument to Senator Kerry. E.J. Dionne writes in the Washington Post, perhaps wishfully, of the beginnings of a conservative crack-up because of perceived failures of Bush policies in Iraq. For the administration, the next month and months will be nail-biting time, hoping for a smooth transition to statehood that will leave the president at peace with his own conservative supporters. This is Daniel Schur.